The Perryman Report on TSN. When lawmakers arrive in Austin in January, they'll be confronted immediately with a $4.6 billion budget deficit, according to the Comptroller's Office. Dr. Perryman says how big the problem is depends on how we do in the meantime.
This pandemic has brought two things to governments around the country, and particularly here in Texas: the increased necessity of spending money to do certain things. It's made other things more expensive than they would have been otherwise. And then the other piece of it, of course, is it's brought revenues down. Sales tax went down, severance tax went down, occupancy taxes went down, and many other things that the state relies on to fund our government services. At the same time, we have a lot of pressing needs that have gone unmet, and we're just only now beginning to invest what we need to in the future of public education, public health, and many other areas in Texas. I think sounding the alarm now is a good thing to put people on notice of what the world's going to look like in January. It may be a little better than that. It may be a little worse than that. We simply don't know at this point in time. For the Texas State Network, I'm Ray Perryman.